I'd like to call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this beautiful, hot July 10th, 2025.
Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Hi.
Director Hudson?
Here.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Okay. Will you please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Got my right-hand person here. Do I have a motion?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you.
I second that.
With intent.
That's right.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
I don't know what I'd do without her. Like, she's my girl. Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any items on this calendar that need to be removed and discussed? And if not, do I have a motion?
I do have one change.
Sure.
Only to the minutes.
Okay, so we're going to pull A?
Yes.
Do I have any other items that need to be pulled and discussed?
No.
Director Lopez Garcia?
No, I don't think so, no.
Okay, so let's make a motion on B, C, and D.
Yes.
Please.
Okay, I move that we adopt the consent calendar B, C, and D.
As is?
As is.
Okay.
As presented.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you.
Director Robinson?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Okay. All right. Director Torlakson, what say you about the minutes?
Only change that I need is actually just because it was really nice that Director Torres mentioned Tom. But I wanted to make sure that people know who Tom is.
Oh, yes.
So maybe you would just say seeing Tom Torlakson, his full name, or saying his position as former superintendent of public instruction, Tom Torlakson. So give him some sort of like
moniker.
Why?
Where are we talking? Right here in comments?
It's at the end of the minutes, number 12.
Oh, yeah. She also mentioned she loves seeing Tom. Got it.
Yeah. So it's just to say, okay, who's Tom? And just,
right.
Just mm-hmm. You know, it makes meaning to what he mentioned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because we all know what he's talking about, but somebody reading this,
he doesn't even have his last name on
it. Could be
there.
Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, right. It could be the ice cream. Oh, that's Ben and Jerry.
Yeah.
That's the wrong one. Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
So I move we adopt our consent calendar letter A with the changes to the name of Mr. Tom Torlakson, or former Superintendent Tom Torlakson, in item 12.
Okay.
I'll start with that.
Okay. Thank you, gals.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Perfect. All right, we're moving on to presentations, and we have none, so we're going on to the General Manager's Report. It's so good to see you, General Manager.
You too. Good evening, Madam Chair, and our Board of Directors. Happy July to you. June 28th was our Unity in the Community, mm-hmm. a YDLC College Fair, and the Green Infrastructure Enhancement Project Community Forum. We had about 3 Unity members from the community participate, and even though the numbers were a little bit low this year from past years, it was a great community that the community members were out here to support our businesses and share in this wonderful day. The forum was wonderful. We got a lot of input for our parking lot. And I think it was a really great event for the YDLC to sponsor for the first time. Our landscape contract to Pacific Sites Management is who we currently have now. As you know, in the past 6 months, let me get back right here. In the past 6 months, we've had issues with the landscaping, mm-hmm. the irrigation, and our parks have not been up to our expectations of our district and our board members and our community. We've met several times, and I wanted to read this letter as I've been meeting with them intensely. It was a pleasure meeting with you today, Lori. As I stated, my name is Carmen Ferrer. I am the new division manager with Pacific Sites Management, taking over for the ex-district manager. Currently, we're in transitional period as I take on this new role, and I get to understand the various accounts and their different requirements. I am sorry to hear some areas in Ambrose Park and Parks are in disrepair and need further attention. This is unacceptable. Our scheduled walkthrough is Monday, 7:14, and that will help me understand the space and adjust the maintenance schedule to better fit the property needs. I look forward to working with you and the Ambrose Recreation and Park District moving forward. So I want you to know we have been conversing with them, and we are getting some action now. So we will bring that report back as our walkthrough is, and the needs and what he suggests on our August meeting.
That's awesome.
I hope you saw, if you walked by, we're enhancing our teen center. I hope you saw the patio. It's in process. They're painting right now. We're going to put in the new flooring, and our mural will be up soon with some of our Measure X monies.
Oh, cool.
Wonderful.
We had a great basketball camp this week at our new courts. We have a music camp going on in the dining room this week. Our sports and aquatic camp and academy is next week at the pool. And next week we have our first Lego workshop.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Also, I do want to apologize. Your badges for events that you go to as a director and representation of the district are done. I just didn't get them tonight. I got the magnetic badges. I will get them out to you the next week.
Thank you.
And looking forward to answering some of our assessment questions with our presenter tonight. And August 1st, I want to remind you, is hot August nights with the pool open 5:15 to 8:15. It's the last Friday night that we have a weekday pool because school starts the next week. And we have a movie presentation at 8:15 of Moana.
Oh, I love that movie.
Moana 1.
Moana 1.
Okay.
I love that you know that you must have grandkids.
Well, I have. I have a granddaughter.
Wait a minute.
So we're all about
Moana 2.
Oh, yeah. Moana 2.
Moana 2.
Oh, great.
Okay, that's cute too.
And that's August 1st, right? Yeah.
Bring a chair, something to sit.
Yes, okay.
Bring your own chairs.
Mm-hmm. So bring lawn chairs.
Or blankets.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is August
1st.
First.
Yeah. And thank you for doing
summer nights.
Hot August nights.
Hot
August
nights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I love
I'm
it.
Try to get the kids to come with me.
I love how she's so efficient. She's already putting it in her phone.
So we'll be sending a flyer out to you on that.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you. I'm putting it in. Yeah.
I know I left my phone at home.
Okay. Got it.
Do any of you board members have any questions or comments for our general manager?
I do. Thank you very much for being vigilant about the landscaping and being proactive about it. Before we get people complaining to us, mm-hmm. I'm glad that we're already making changes, mm-hmm. and that they're also responsive. So thank you for taking care of that.
I wanted to give a comment on, my neighbors, that's because I live in Lynbrook, and a lot of them say that the park has been so clean, the garbage just has been emptied. There's not a lot of, homeless. Have you seen? Because I know I haven't seen a lot of homeless there. Because some of them were like, I think it's because they're cutting the tree from the bottom higher so you could see the floor. Because that's where they sleep, is way low under the bushes. And it's really nice. And everyone was just saying how nice it is. And then a couple of them, I said, well, don't forget to go to Ambrose. The pool's open. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of them didn't know. Yeah. So I said, the pool's open. Just call Ambrose. And they'll give you the times and whatever. Mm-hmm. You guys should go. Mm-hmm. So hopefully there'll be a lot of people there this weekend, I hope.
I think it's made a very big difference this summer having maintenance on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Because sometimes Saturday a big event will come, and then by Monday, just the park looks terrible. But having the Saturday and Sunday maintenance has made a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
It really has at Lynbrook because of the big tournaments. So I really thank a lot for that.
And because of the garbage that they bring. Even though some of them bring it back, but still they're full.
Cool.
great job.
I totally agree with both directors. And, you know, one thing about Lori is she is super, what's the word? She gets at it. Like, if she doesn't have the right answer for something, she goes
right
to the right. And if that's not good enough, she goes to the left. And if that's not good enough, she finds another door that we didn't even know about. So I really, you know how much I appreciate, you know, how steadfast you are for our district, Lori. All right. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate that. We're moving on to legal counsel report, which we have none. Now we're moving on to, my glasses are failing me. Moving on to public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Do we have any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? All right, we're closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on monthly maintenance report at this time? Okay, we're closing it to the public and bring it back up to the board and general manager.
Yes, as you can see, this will change as we enhance our parks. But Owls Park at this point, there's nothing to report. And Ambrose Center Park, we did have a main line break. We had it replaced. The playground equipment, the round tunnel has been replaced. It did have a hole in it. So that's been replaced. They did that last week. We had a large encampment that was started together with our houseless in Ambrose Park, and Monday that was removed by Corps. Graffiti was removed in Anuta Park on the back wall, if you saw that. They got that right away. Bulger Park, besides getting everything nice and green, there's nothing to report. Lindbrook, additional sprinklers were replaced, and if you noticed on that backside on Kevin, they were stuck for a long time, so those were replaced.
Yeah.
And the staff went out and learned this week how to adjust the timer. So if it does get caught or if it is not working, we have accessibility now to turn on the timers manually. Tradewinds Park, nothing to report except it needs to be a little bit greener. And Viewpoint, nothing to report this time.
Perfect. Okay. Does any board member have any questions or comments for our general manager?
Nothing.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Consider selecting the process for filling a vacancy on the board of directors. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time? Okay. I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. All right, general manager.
We have the vacancy that was announced at our last board meeting. The final vacancy date that he put in was June 30th, which was just last week. At this point, we do have, as you can see, 60 days from that effective date to either appoint someone for that position or do a election, which would be on November 4th, 2025. It does, as far as fiscal impact, appointing a person to fill that vacancy has zero fiscal impact. If we do an election, the cost will be approximately $8,000. So I want to see if you want me to move forward and give the report to the Contra Costa County Elections Committee that we are going to do an appointment process or an election process.
So why don't we start with you, Madam Torlikson? What's your thoughts?
I always had the experience of having an appointee first. Mm-hmm. I think an appointee would do better because they would get kind of have their feet
in the water.
They'll have a feel of the job before they actually run for office. I was an appointee myself,
right.
So it taught me a lot. So I think it would, I would feel better if we have an appointee first.
What about you, Director
Lopez-Garcia? I agree with that, because I was nominated and I got my feet wet. I learned all kinds of things.
Right.
And then I went and I went to be on the ballot.
Yeah.
And what did they call it?
You guys were appointed.
We were appointed.
Yeah.
So we were appointed. So what usually happens is, I think we open it up to the public and ask them if they would like to be appointed, and they come here and they get asked several questions by the board. Correct? Is that
correct.
How you're
thinking? And we will have three conspicuous places that we'll be doing it. We want to be sure that we're very transparent, that it is open.
Mm-hmm.
We also have it on our website. We will have it probably putting it in the supervisor's newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very familiar with it. And then what we'll do now is take the process of the people that are interested, and the appointment will be at the next board meeting in August. So suffice the 60 days.
So it's immediate.
Right. So here's my thing. I'm totally with appointing if the right person presents themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens if we don't?
Right, and then you put an extension in.
Okay, because that's what I want to make sure. We can get an extension. We don't have to go straight to election.
Correct.
Okay.
Because we would go at the next board meeting and say, at this point, we would like to extend the appointment process for 60 days.
Okay. Another 60 days.
Right. Because I have a couple of I have a couple of neighbors that are really interested, but
yeah.
I just thought to myself, well, what if, you know, next month we come and we're just not satisfied?
Uh-huh.
We're not stuck. We can
do an appointment process. I mean, an extended appointment process.
And also, even if we try to open it up to people, sometimes people don't know.
Right.
Right.
You know, it takes a while for them to get to
right.
people.
It's just the way that the criteria is you have 60 days
yes.
within, mm-hmm. so it being the 30th, I would have to get an extension to take it to September.
Yeah,
right, because we're already in the first 30 days.
But we
days.
Can't
yes.
act on the extension from now, because it hasn't
can't
happened
the extension,
yet.
Right.
So we have to open it up first, and
correct.
Then if we
right.
don't find anyone,
mm-hmm.
we get an extension.
I mean, this seems really obvious, but you know, we all know our neighbors, right? So. Talk to your neighbors. You have a neighborhood watch group. That's where I brought it up at mine. There's a couple of women that are interested. Lupe, we've all lived in our homes for
yeah.
like decades now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know somebody, you know, this would be, like you said, a great way to dip your toe in.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be really nice to bring somebody in that we knew, because this group works so well together.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice to
mm-hmm.
have that cohesion moving forward. So, but I, you know, Lori's got...
Yeah.
Got her finger on the pulse of all the places to advertise, for sure.
And if you do fill this vacancy, it'll go the full term of a
right.
past director,
mm-hmm.
Torres.
Right. So
which
then
is
that's 3 years.
2.5 years.
Right. Right.
It's a long one.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So do you have something that we could use, or we just tell them, go to the website and look at the criteria?
I tell the Contra Costa County Elections Committee what we chose, that we do want to put, they will send the information on the process that they want.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to let them know if it's either an appointment or if it's an election process.
Okay.
So we agree as a board appointment?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's something like
we'll
that.
We take a vote.
Okay. So do I have a motion?
I move. We use the appointment process instead of an election process at this point to fill the vacancy we have on the board of directors.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Director Trelickson?
Aye.
Director Lopez-Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
All right. Moving on. Consider selecting a board member to serve on the budget committee. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make a comment or have a question on this item at this time? Okay, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. So I asked for this to be on this month's agenda because Eduardo was on the budget committee with Eva.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, let's just take care of it this evening. So if that's okay with you, I'd like to nominate Director Lopez-Garcia to fill Eduardo's slot.
Are you willing
yeah.
to do it?
Mm-hmm. Sure,
okay.
I could do it.
Do we have a second?
Yes. I move we appoint.
Well, wait. You just have to say you do a second.
Yes.
Okay. So don't we just say all those in favor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
There you
Thank
go.
You
are now on the budget committee.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We will have a ceremony afterwards. Okay. Now we're moving on to public hearing. I am opening up a public hearing at this time to make comments on the 2025-2026 Engineers Report as presented by Community Economic Solutions. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment or have any questions at this time? All right, I'm closing it to the public, bringing it back up to the board. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be up here. I haven't been up here since Mary Jane was
here. Oh my gosh, it's been a while now.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I do recognize you.
Yeah. Thanks for making the drive. I heard you had quite a drive. Thanks for flying.
This is Kathy from
Hey Kathy.
Hi. I'll walk me to steam.
Okay.
All official.
Yes.
So this is the last step in the administrative process for this year, holding the public hearing and allowing the members of the public to speak on it. With these kind of districts that are older and kind of grandfathered or right after Proposition 218 passed, there's usually not a whole lot of activity. The rates are frozen without potential for increase, without going to an election. It's really just crunching the numbers once we get the new data from the county
right.
as far as moving forward. But Jessica let me know that at the meeting where y'all approved the report that you had some questions about how the assessment works and wanted some more detail on the map. So I thought it'd be better if I was the one that came instead of Chuck, since I'm the one that coordinates most of that work.
Sure.
So here I am. Fire away.
We would like to have, basically, Madam Chair.
Yeah, please.
We would like to have a more detailed map.
Okay.
Because the map is very small, and with LAFCO taking over some of the lands during the time I think this map was built, we may have some discrepancy or something, and we really want to see the demarcation lines of where, what street is the end street, you know, because we do have neighbors, and we tell them, you're part of the Ambrose District, and the only way that they find out is by seeing their property taxes
right.
being deducted. But they, you know, it would be also nice to be on record what the scope is of the Ambrose District. So we'd like a better looking map with more detail.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. For this year's report, it's too late because it was already approved with the old map. But I'll work on it during the winter and see what we can come up with. Even give Jessica some samples that you guys can.
Yeah, because there's a couple places on here that Eduardo was mentioning that the streets don't even go that way anymore. They've been stopped. I think he was talking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the map's not even accurate that way.
Okay.
I think that's
some of the land is not marked right.
Okay.
You know, it's and then if we could make instead of Book 96, I don't know what Book 96 is.
Yeah, that's
just
those are the parcel books.
And then it'll say Book 99.
The assessor books.
But I'm saying, I don't know what that really means.
Yeah, usually an assessment diagram lists the parcel numbers of all the different parcels.
Yeah,
that's
what I was looking for.
So it's just basically the first three digits of the parcel number, since it's such a big area.
Oh.
And that's pretty typical. But, I mean, we could definitely get some other streets in there and a better boundary line and work on cleaning it up and making it look better.
Yeah,
and with LAFCO taking over some of, you know, moving responsibility from Pittsburgh, from Bay Point to Pittsburgh and all that, we just want to make sure that we are really serving the right people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there paperwork on that?
I there is not. There I checked that. They said there hasn't been any changes.
To the boundary.
On the one I call LAFCO in the boundaries.
Okay.
At boundaries assessment, but I think it'll be more clear with a clearer map. I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can definitely work on that. Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this, because I really understand what you're saying, Kathy, when you have an older district like ours and things don't change very much. So basically, the income we bring in is the same year after year.
Same year after year.
But if there are developments within those boundaries, wouldn't that change the numbers?
It depends. It depends on, like, the district's largely built out. There's not a whole lot of vacant land. So if a property that was formerly residential, single family, two or three or four houses, whatever, is now a 100-unit apartment complex, we'll pick up that difference when we get the county data.
So, like, when, because we have two huge developments, okay. One's been, I think it's been 5 or 6 years now. Mm-hmm. It's the one on the corner of Port Chicago and Willow Pass. I think that's 300 units.
Okay.
I don't know if that's reflected in here.
Okay,
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just, I tried to find
it
these
should
old
be. If
okay.
It's built and occupied, it definitely should be.
Okay.
And then, I'll double check that.
Yeah. And then Al's Lane Apartments. Mm-hmm. They're almost going to be open, and I think that's another like 400 or 500 mm-hmm. units.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And even the... The single yeah. family homes all the way up in San Marco.
Right.
Uh-huh. They are Bay Point. They're okay. not Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to be sure that we are covering those lots.
I think
and a canal.
Because we were so static for so long, but I think we've had enough development now. And I tried to pull some of my old ones of these from mm-hmm. old past meetings, and it looks like everything's
the same. It's
so,
the same. Yeah,
yeah. The boundary hasn't changed.
Yeah.
But the money would change.
It should if the new developments are different than the old. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
All so, right. Like, if you had 4 single-family homes that were torn down and 4 more single-family homes were built that were new and
right.
shiny, it's the
right.
same.
Right.
But if it was a duplex or, you know,
right.
commercial, or, it should change a little bit.
Right. And you guys would know that.
Yes, we get updated data from
the county?
The county assessor every single year.
Okay. Okay. So it would really be just double-checking the county that
yeah.
they've updated you
yeah,
correctly.
Yeah, I'll check on
okay.
those locations. Now
okay.
that I know where they are, I
yeah.
can find those parcels and
yeah,
make
so
sure we're
the Alves Lane one, they're not renting out yet, but they will be soon. And then the one on the corner of... Do you know the name of those apartments? God, I wish... I think
which
it's the big, huge one on the corner of...
Oh, no, I don't know.
Port Chicago
and
Willow
Pass.
And Willow Pass, that big one.
I want to say it's Willow
if we do a
something.
Google Maps, we'll probably
Willow
find
Glow.
It.
Yeah, Willow...
Willow Glows or something. Yeah. So, I'm sorry.
I spoke at so many community meetings about it, you would think I would remember it, but I don't.
Okay. Let
and
me
then
see.
The one on Canal, they're taking applications.
Yeah. Oh, they already are?
Yeah, they're starting already applications.
Okay. Those are the ones I'm talking about, Lori. I said Alves Lane, but it's actually Canal at that
canal.
Point.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Canal.
And what
then
were the second ones?
On Canal.
Canal, canal
okay.
and...
I called it Alves Lane because Alves turns into Canal.
Okay.
Gee, it's right there on Canal. You just have to...
Yeah.
It's by the
okay.
church.
Okay.
You
yeah.
know, they're finished. They're almost finished.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm good at that stuff.
Yeah. And there's not a lot of new, so it would be the only
right.
new. Yeah.
And what was the first development?
And the first one, do you have a name for
on
that?
On Willow yet? Pass Road.
It's on Willow Pass
and
Port Chicago.
Port Chicago.
Do you see
it?
It's right on the map, but there's no name on it.
Oh, darn it.
Oh.
you can't identify. I'm clicking on it. And
it's right
no.
on the corner.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll find it.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
As you leave, you'll see it.
Okay.
You'll see it to the right.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll do some driving around.
Yeah, and then the one on Canal, you just go up, go to the
Alves Lane.
And turn up.
Yeah.
Up Alves, and you'll see it. You'll run right into it. It'll say applications. Apply now.
Wow. Okay.
It's faster than I
thought. Yeah, so then those should be...
Yeah.
Yeah, those,
and there are also some new developments by Leland.
Yeah.
Okay. Leland
and which
also.
we don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's called Willow View.
That's
okay.
it.
Oh, good. Where do you find it?
I just Googled.
Google.
Okay. Apartments.
Okay.
And they build up fast.
Yeah, we're really trying to figure out, you know, who is our audience now, because it's gotten actually bigger.
Okay.
You know,
mm-hmm.
audience is the wrong word. Who are our
people?
Our
community.
Yeah.
Our community.
Our constituents.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, who do we need to advertise to and
okay,
let know with the various different
That's it.
Because I think Cylinder the names are. Of it, like she doesn't even have some of the names.
Yeah.
I will. I should be able to get the parcel information.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it because I think we'd understand it better.
We can incorporate that into this year's assessment.
Thank you.
Okay. Perfect.
If they've been developed and received occupancy permits, they're in.
Right. Okay.
So don't worry about that.
Perfect.
And then we'll get the map done for next year.
Thank you.
Because I believe Ambrose is all of Bay Point and a portion of Pittsburgh.
Right.
So even our Safeway over here is, portion of it is Bay Point and a portion of it is Pittsburgh. So we just want to be sure that we're serving.
There are some split parcels.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'll take another look at those too.
Yeah, because what is it, the old manager, she said, you know, it's so funny because you walk so far at Safeway and you're in Bay Point, and then you walk a little bit more and you're in Pittsburgh.
Because I know for residential parcels, there's some properties that are split in half.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, there's two parcel numbers assigned to a property. And in those cases, if it was a little sliver or something like that, we exempted them.
Right.
From the second APM, but if there's a development on it or a building on it, we'll definitely make sure they're being assessed.
Perfect. Do you have any other questions?
That's the only way to increase the revenue is to kind of take an audit of what's out there and do some checking.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Do you have any other questions?
No, we're good. Just that.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
I really appreciate all your good work all these years.
It's nice to see everybody again.
That's how we feel. It's so nice to see the people that we work with, that names are on the documents, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Put a face. And I know if Mary Jane was here, she would tell you to say hi. She loved working with you.
She's so sweet.
Yeah. One of the good ones.
Yes,
I think she's really happy in retirement.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Walking a lot.
I have so many clients in the past couple of years are all retired.
I know.
You can't retire until I do.
That's what we were saying. We're like, we're at that age. It's like, wait a minute, stop. Just stop talking.
A lot.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, as long as Chuck... like, okay, we're going to do this one more year. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, I'm in it. We'll do it one more year.
As long as he keeps doing it, I'm in.
I love that. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for coming tonight.
Pleasure.
We really appreciate it. And we look forward to any updates that you have for us.
We enjoy very much working
and safe travels.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you for coming all this way, too.
All right. So I'm closing the public hearing at this time. We don't have any closed session. We're moving on to committee reports and board comments on items for next month's agenda within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. All right, Director Troixson, what say you?
Well, I think I already reported it that the Neil Holworth Memorial was a beautiful memorial, and I was actually asked to speak, and Eva I was going to ask her to speak for the district, but she wasn't feeling well, her leg.
Ooh.
She said, I'm not going to climb up that stairs. So I just mentioned her being there with me as Ambrose Board District member. And we also said that Jasmine Cisneros was the one who actually introduced us to Neil. So I also mentioned Jasmine. And it was a very beautiful memorial. And the family was very happy that we were there. In fact, it was funny when they said the first speaker would be Aunt May, and I'm looking.
You're like,
oh, someone named me. Like, and then the son and the daughter were like pointing, oh, I'm Aunt May. So I became Aunt May, and I'll take it. Anyway, so that was nice. As far as the Unity and Community, I'm so glad. I wasn't able to attend it, but I'm glad that there was a lot of traction, especially with our project that's coming up, because not always do we get that kind of response from our people. And that's it. Thank you.
Awesome. Director Lopez Garcia?
I wasn't able to attend anything, and I just been taking care of my husband.
Yeah.
And he had a heart attack, so I'm his home was a home care person. Mm. So whenever I go somewhere, I have to make sure I have somebody at the house before I could go. And but I'm going to try my best to write everything down and try to be there because it's so important. And then I'm going to go back to checking my parks, just like you do. I go to each park and I check in. If they need, I'll pick up whatever, or you know, whatever, and I'll say something if it needs replacing and things. But I need to get back to that because I think he's doing a lot better now, you know, and he doesn't need as much, and I could leave for, you know, a couple hours.
It's scary.
It's getting better.
I've taken care of a heart attack victim.
Yeah.
I know.
And, you know, we're just hoping everything's, you know, working up. But it is getting better.
Good. Yeah. I love it.
Thank you.
So I have something that I would like to propose. And Lori, I apologize. I meant to talk to you about this first, so it's going to catch you by surprise. It's been a while since I've looked at our policy manual, but I have had this. So don't take me to the bank on this because I don't have it in front of me. All right. But as far as I know, we have this huge cap for vacation for the workers. I think they can accrue something like, Jess can correct me, like 450 hours of vacation. And, you know, I talked to Doug about it a couple of times. Like, I have a problem with that because I think people should be taking vacation. They need to have some time off. But we're a small district, and we don't have a lot of seconds. You know, there's not another Jessica. There's not another Lori. So all of the employees, at least the ones I've talked to, it's hard for them to take time. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, you know, what's a solution to it, right? Because it also puts our district, there's a liability there. So let's say you start out in the district and you're a maintenance worker, and I don't remember what our maintenance workers make, but let's say they make $25 an hour. And over the course of 4 or 5 years, now they're up to, I don't know, $38. And then maybe they leave the district and they have this accrual of vacation. Well, we're buying them out at the 38. Maybe they accrued that, most of it under the 25. So I'm looking at from that point too, that perspective, from the district's liability. Mm-hmm. So thinking about our employees and maybe wanting to make them happy too, I'm thinking, what if we have some kind of buyout where, I don't know how it would work, Lori would have to look into it, but maybe every year they could buy out, I don't know what the percentage is, I don't know how it works. You know, we could buy out a week or 2 weeks, or Lori, you know, I don't really know. I've worked for companies before where we've had a buyout, but I don't know how it actually works. Like, the companies I've worked for in the past, what they would do is you could accrue vacation for 2 years, and then after 2 years, you would start losing. And so in order to not lose, they'd let you buy out. And I'm not necessarily proposing that option, but I am proposing that I hope our people take time off. I think they deserve to take time off. But also, if they're not able to take their complete time off, wouldn't it be nice to offer them the option of us buying them out? And it's good for us too, fiscally. I don't know if anybody agrees with me, but that's my thought process. So,
well, I appreciate you looking into that, Madam Chair. I do realize that we have a lot of dates also that we close the district, right?
Right.
So during Christmas, so it's a longer Christmas break. It's
the furlough.
Yeah, and all that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that helps them or whatever, but having been a government employee, I know that we had that choice. And we're like, you better take it or you don't miss it.
Right,
you know,
right.
So I'm appreciating that we have that for our staff.
Right.
So at this point, I really am thinking, I mean, maybe you could propose something. I don't know, but I'm
so
glad
that,
you opened
so
it
that,
up.
So that's what I was thinking, is that I'm just wondering if you directors would, if we could agree on having Lori just look into what the options are. And
yes.
And it's your staff, Lori. I have to say, it's really my bad because we get together every month and we were talking about everything else and I didn't bring that one up, and it's a pretty big one. So I apologize. But does everybody agree with that, having our general manager look into that?
Yeah. And can I interject something else? And this is because we have an opening in the board as well.
Right.
And I've served here since 2005, and the stipend has been the same for our board members.
Right.
I think to attract board members to even be appointed and even and running for office is not cheap. You know, they're going to have to run for office later, all that. I think we'll have to consider maybe increasing a stipend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, things have gone up. All the prices have gone up. All our staff members have increased their salaries and all that. I think it's about time that we also talk about the board members getting an increase in stipend. So since you're looking into that, since we're talking policy and all that, maybe we should consider looking into an increase for the board members. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it because I want some of it, but I think to attract
right.
new blood, I think that will also help.
So do we have a consensus here to have our general manager look into the vacation situation?
Yes.
And then separately a new stipend for board members?
Yeah.
Not good? Is that, mm-hmm. is that
yeah,
good?
Because I work for the county too. Yeah. And if you don't take it, you lose it.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of people, they take it, you know, or they'll lose it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's more or less they make you. Mm-hmm. And if you don't take it, then you lose it. Don't cry about it later.
But we were also like just talking about, wouldn't that be nice? Let's say you had accrued enough time and you're coming up to this really expensive point in your year for whatever it is. I always think Christmas, but it could be anything. And wouldn't it be nice to know you could go to your boss and say, listen, can I buy a week? Or can you buy a week? Because, and then, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I don't know. I feel like that would be a really nice thing. I don't know. They're your employees. I don't know. Maybe they could care less, but I just feel like that might be a nice option. So,
yeah, I've tried to remember what I had when I had to retire from the university. What I think I was paid my sick leave, but my vacation I got to take. So I think that's what you're saying about
yeah,
the buyout
that's what they
too.
Did.
That's
yeah.
the problem. Yeah.
yeah.
So
they
be,
did that for us.
Yeah.
So we have six people that accrue vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. And have they lost a lot? Have you noticed anyone losing vacation hours?
Now they can accrue 450
yeah.
hours, so nobody, I mean, that's years and years
right.
and
Once
years and years.
Once they're at their cap, they
yeah.
don't accrue anymore. But
yeah.
they're not, we're not
Nobody's.
Able to, they're not able to lose it because that's considered earned
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that just recently changed.
Right.
But they're not able to lose that time. So this would be, like she said, it'd be a better liability-wise for the district to... It's usually like you can choose a portion, like maybe a week at a fraction of their pay is what people usually do, companies usually do. So
mm-hmm.
it's
different. And I know different
yeah.
cities. I worked with Pittsburgh and I worked for Antioch. So
yes. Yeah. Pittsburgh did it too, I think.
And you can buy it out, but you don't get to buy all of it out.
Right.
Right.
A portion of it.
I just think what's really cool about it is we have these employees that are so dedicated to the district,
yes.
so dedicated that they don't take time. Now, I mean, that's a whole nother conversation. Like I want them to take time. They deserve it. But we have to recognize that we have these people that love our district so much, care
mm-hmm.
so much about their job that they're hesitant to take time off because they know there's no backup. Wouldn't it be nice to say, well, you know what? We want you to take time, but if you can't, we'd like to pay you for a week. You know, we'll buy a week from you or whatever, however
mm-hmm.
that works.
Yeah.
So I think it will definitely let them know that we do care. We're not trying to,
right.
you know, do anything, but we're trying to help them.
Yeah.
You know, and
they
and
it helps
really
us.
Need to take the time off.
Yeah.
Liability.
Can you also donate vacation hours in our district?
I don't know.
It's not in the personnel policy.
Yeah,
but that's
because
also something
I
you could do too.
Yeah, in
like emergency.
The university, we were able to donate if
right.
people had like
yeah.
a family emergency
right.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
we've done that.
I've had
yeah,
some.
I've done that.
So
that'd
be good.
I've done that. I think it was. I had like
that.
6 weeks
oh,
of sick leave, and I gave it to somebody
yeah.
that they had cancer.
Right.
So, you
yeah.
know, I gave them because I was going to use.
So
it.
I remember, and I don't know if you were already board member then, that there was a time that all of us sat together and we looked at our policies
yeah.
and we
yep.
went through them
yep.
page by page
mm-hmm.
and kind of, what do you think? And what do you think? And that was so helpful
mm-hmm.
because we were able to remember like, oh, this is why we have staff dedicated to, you know, working
right.
and all that. So.
And you find things
yeah.
that are there
doesn't
that we don't even
anymore.
Need anymore. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Obsolete.
Yeah.
Should
obsolete.
We do a meeting
yeah.
on that?
Yeah. I mean, that would probably work if we have a fifth member.
Yeah.
Maybe let's not forget that. Once we get our fifth member, maybe that's a
workshop.
Yeah.
You know, which would be great. Because it would also show the new
member. No, because it'll also be good for the new member.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much. That's all I have. So we're moving on to the closing ceremony.
I move we adjourn to our August meeting.
And do I have a second? You guys are just on it tonight. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Yeah.